Ishuch Chag Sameach. On second day Pesach, we started counting Sfirat HaOmer. So today I want to start looking at some of the halachot, some in detail and some just in broad strokes. But we should start off by asking what is the nature of the chiyuv of Sfirat HaOmer. Obviously, it's something that comes up in the Pasuk. We learned it on second day Pesach, Usfartem Lachem Mimachorat HaShabbat. However, there's a machloket rishonim as to whether nowadays it's d'oraita or whether it's d'rabbanan. And this essentially depends on a question whether it is inextricably linked to the mitzvah of the korban ha'omer, which was brought on the second day of Pesach, or whether it's an independent mitzvah, and even though there's nowadays no korban ha'omer, nevertheless, the mitzvah of Sfirat HaOmer still exists in its fullness. So according to the Rambam, in Perek Zayin of Hilchot Tumidin u'Musafin, nowadays the mitzvah of Sfirat HaOmer is still d'oraita. It's not inextricably linked to the Korban. However, most Rishonim hold that it is actually d'rabbanan nowadays because there is no Korban HaOmer. The middle view is that of Rabbeinu Rucham, which is counting the days nowadays is d'oraita, but counting the weeks is only mid-rabbanan. Rav Soloveitchik suggested that this machloket between the Rambam and Rav Rishonim about whether the mitzvah is inextricably linked to the Korban HaOmer or not reflects the nusach that we use in Sfirat HaOmer, whether we say La Omer or Ba Omer. If we say La Omer, it means this is the first day, this is the second day from the Korban HaOmer, which would mean that it's Durabanan nowadays. If we say Ba Omer, we mean this is the second day in the period of counting the Omer, which would fit in with the view of the Rambam that nowadays Sfirat HaOmer is Doraita. I saw brought down that in actual fact Rav Soloveitchik counted using both texts. It's also relevant in the question of the Hinani that many people say before doing Sfirat HaOmer. Interestingly, for many mitzvot, we don't say a Hinani beforehand, but for Sfirat HaOmer, many people do. And the question is whether it's correct to say Kamoshe Katav Batorah. So Rav Eliashiv in Sefer Ashrei HaIsh is brought down as holding that it would be better not to say Kamoshe Katav Batorah, because we're not doing the mitzvah as it's written in the Torah. We're doing a mitzvah to Rabbanan. So either you should miss out that line, or you should say V'chatuv Batorah. And it happens to be written in the Torah as follows, and I think there are other Achronim who say that as well. There is a question about what the Zman is for the Sfirat HaOmer. The Shulchan Aruch Sim Tav Beitet Sif Aleph says on the second night of Pesach after Maariv, we start counting the Omer. V'im shachach lispor b'tchilat halayla, if you forgot to count at the beginning of the night, then you can count at any time during the night. So we see from this number one that the mitzvah is to count at night, and that's what the Gemara Masechet Menachot tells us. But also it seems that it's correct to try and count at the beginning of the night. And the Acharonim tell us that this is because of the mitzvah of Tamimot, that we should be counting complete days of the Omer, and therefore the earlier in the evening that we count, the better. An interesting question is discussed by the Acharonim about a person who always davens a late Maariv. You always go to 10 o'clock Maariv, so is it better to count Sfira by yourself at home as soon as it gets dark, or is it better to wait till after Maariv and to count together with the Tzibur? So Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva on this in Igrot Moshe Orach Chaim Chelet Dalet Siman Tzadik Tet, where he invokes the principle of Tadir Sheino Tadir Tadir Kodim. When you've got two mitzvot, one of which is more frequent than the other, the more frequent one takes precedence, and therefore he says that you should daven Maariv first because that's more frequent, and then count the Omer afterwards. But a number of Achronim seem to have problems with this, because generally speaking, we say that principle of Tadir Shein or Tadir Tadir Kodim only applies when you're going to be doing both of the mitzvot at the same time. If I'm doing one mitzvah now and another mitzvah 2 hours later, then we don't apply that principle. So Daim Vaisim Minuchat Yitzchak Chelek Teximun and Vav, he says that Me'ik Adin, you should count earlier. But there is room to be makel and to count later, because there is an advantage of Barov Am and counting Betzibor. That's also what Rav Vosner says in Shevet HaLevi, Chelek Vav, Simen and Gimel, that ideally or properly one should count earlier, but the minhag is to leave it till later. And Rav Moshe Sternbach also in Shuvot HaHanagot, Chelek Vav, Simen Kufyud Dalet, says similarly. Rav Eliashiv in Ashrei HaIsh, he says there's no inyan to count earlier, and it's proper to count later together with the minyan. Question comes up, what if a person didn't count at night? So we've got three opinions in the Rishonim. According to the Rambam, it's not critical to count at night. You should count at night, but if you didn't count at night, you can count in the day with a bracha. Rabbeinu Tam in Masechet Menachot, in Tosfot, Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph, he says, no, you can only count at night, and if you didn't count at night, too bad, you've missed it. The Rosh at the end of Masechet Pesachim says, if you didn't count at night, you can count in the day without a bracha, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch Paskens in Sim Taf Pei Tet, Seif Zayin, Ad Kan.